Chillax, a podcast where you listen to this album, talk about life, news, and anything interesting. Welcome back, everyone, to a new episode of the Chillax podcast. I hope all of you are doing well. Today's episode is more about reflecting on what has happened in 2022 and find things to be happy about and to be grateful for. I think as we fast approach 2023, you know, 2022 just gone in the blink of an eye. And I think 2022 was a great year as compared to the last 2 years where COVID was happening. Right? I mean, COVID is still happening, but 2020 and 2021, it was just locked down, right? And it was painful, man. It was very painful. And 2022 is a year of freedom. It's a year of normalcy. Like, things are getting back to normal again. We can travel to JB. We can hang out with our friends without any some sort of like limitations here. And I'm just happy to be able to hang out with my friends and to go JB now and then, because you know, 2020 and 2021 was, I don't know, man, I really reached my limits. I thought as an introvert I could survive a lockdown, you know. I thought I could in the first 6 months. Then I think as we reached the 7-8 months, I starting to feel burnout really, and 1 year in I realized that's the max I can go. I really need some sort of social interaction even though I'm an introvert. And 2022 is nice, being able to hang out with friends. And it feels like, you know, 2019 again. In 2019, before COVID happened, we were hanging out with friends, going to JB, having fun before, you know, COVID hit, right? I'm just glad that the borders has opened again and we can do all these things. I really cherish this freedom that has been lost, right, in the last 2 years, because I'm near my late 20s, really, almost hitting 30s. And I really appreciate this freedom and this opportunity to hang out with friends, right? They are going to get married soon. They're going to get a house. They're going to have children. And we only have like a 3 to 4 years time span, right, before they disappear. I mean, they are not technically disappearing from our lives. Oh, I mean, not disappearing in the sense where they are gone from the world, but they are disappearing from our lives most likely, right? Like all my friends, they are going to have kids soon. They're going to have a lot more responsibilities. They'll be preoccupied with trying to take care of the kids. And by then, you can't really hang out as much anymore. And even with work now, it can be quite challenging to meet up like every week. And the only way you can have some sort of social interaction is if you have a girlfriend that you meet every week lah, or meet twice a week. Other than that, like in my current situation, not going to get a girlfriend anytime soon. And also not going to have kids. And this is what it is. And it can be quite isolating seeing the COVID situation. And if you kind of extrapolate the COVID experience, right, to our current real life situation where if all of my friends married and have kids, I'm probably going to be isolated as well. And it can be quite tough. So I'm really taking advantage of this opportunity to just hang out as much as possible. And also, if possible, in the future to start reaching out to people. I have this problem where I can't really reach out to people. I have this mental block. I think maybe because of past trauma where I think I remember last time I used to reach out to people a lot. Then maybe because of some friendship betrayal or something really bad happened, I think I repressed it somewhere where I just stopped trying as much and I become very passive in this case. But I thought it's time to be more active here. But I'm really appreciative of, you know, the fact that now we are free to do whatever we want and it's not a lockdown of 3-4 years. If it's 3-4 years, I'm going crazy, man. We lose out on so much opportunities, right? Like people, all these young kids can't go to club, can't go to, you know, do normal things. Like they don't really have the opportunities to attend CCAs and they miss out on a lot of things. And for me, I'm missing out on this last like golden years, I feel, where you're energetic, you have time, and you can hang out with friends where everybody doesn't have much responsibilities, right? So I'm just happy for this year where we can hang out without any problems at all. The second and the third thing that I'm very happy about is related. The second thing is about reaching my financial goal. I finally saved up enough money to, you know, put a down payment to get renovation for my house and to pay for my mortgage, monthly mortgage. But unfortunately, the government's requirement is at 35 years old, right? If you are single, if you want to buy a house. And right now, I'm just way too young for it. I don't think it makes sense, like, you know, to wait 7 to 8 years right now. I mean, if I'm 27 or 28, I have to wait 7 to 8 years, man, living with my parents for so long. Then I can buy a house. It doesn't make sense. I feel like I'm missing out on an opportunity to grow. Like, I feel that as a person, right, it's very important, like during your early years, to live in solitude, to live alone, to gain independence, and to really, I mean, it will provide the opportunity to learn about yourself, right? To grow as a human being. And the fact that being in Singapore, you kind of are stuck in this position where you either pay super high prices for rental or you live with your parents, and there's really not much of a middle choice here. Missing out on this opportunity to live alone is not that great. I feel that during the time when I was in China living alone for 2 months, I really learned a lot and I grew a lot as a human being, as a person. And I wish I can have this opportunity. Maybe by 30, if nothing changed in Singapore, if they don't lower the requirement for houses, right, for single people, probably I need to start looking at other places, other countries and opportunities, right? But all in all, I'm just glad that I have the money, the stability, the financial stability to buy a house and still have left over. I have the money to go overseas now. I don't have to be so scared. I can still remember in the past when I want to take carry, I'm so scared. Like after drinking, 12 o'clock midnight, I see the prices, $40, $50. Like, oh my god, I'm gonna lose so much money. And I don't have the money to pay for all these things. I think even younger in secondary school, I didn't have the money to take cab to different places where my friends had the money to take cab. I don't know where they get the money from. Maybe their parents give them more money, more pocket money. They can eat KFC, McDonald's every day. I couldn't. And it sucks, man, having to borrow money from people. Everybody could do it. I couldn't do it. And this ability to pay, this kind of freedom, this kind of opportunity, not having it really sucks. That feeling I can still remember to this day, and that's why I save a lot of money. I keep on saving. That's why when the time comes, I can spend without any like guilt, without any kind of like shitty feeling, right? And I feel that having reached this financial goal, I can finally do that now. I have the stability now. So if I want to go on a solo travel trip to Vietnam, I can do that, which is something that I'm very grateful for this year, being able to travel and go on a solo trip to Vietnam. That was something that I couldn't do. I couldn't even imagine when I was in poly or when I was young, right? And this solo travel trip was nice. I was able to learn a lot from this trip. I was able to learn about my preference. Do I like to go alone? Do I like to go with people? What are my limitations? What are my comfort zone? And what really triggers me and what really doesn't trigger me? And am I comfortable with being alone overseas? I'm comfortable with being alone in Singapore, eating alone and everything. But am I truly comfortable overseas? I guess I am, but I think when it comes to traveling, I feel that a big part of the experience comes from a friend. I'm a very kind of social traveler. I really need friends to be around. Like all these experiences, right? Experiencing it alone is not as fun as experiencing it with your friends. To have this kind of shared communal experience that you can just share and talk about when you are, you know, after your trip ends. In later parts of your life, having this kind of experience is nice, and solo travel just doesn't really fit my needs, I feel. I mean, solo travel is freedom. I can go everywhere, anywhere I want, right? But I think during my whole solo travel trip, I don't really enjoy it as much. I just wish my friends were there, but it's all right. I mean, at least now I know. But overall, reaching my financial goals was quite a big part of 2022. I'm just happy that I have the stability now. I can spend money without much guilt. I can let loose a little more, and I can really, you know, spend this money on important things as well, like going for physiotherapy, trying and heal my lower back injury, trying to mitigate the problems or the potential issues that might occur in the future because of my back injury, right? And build up healthy habits where I can learn from the physiotherapies how to build up good muscles, stronger muscles and stronger bones, to really combat against like old age problems. When you're tall, I heard it gets very bad in old age, where you really need the muscles to support your body, and otherwise you would crumble and you will like be very hunchback, right? You see a lot of tall people become very hunchback in the later age, and I really want to mitigate that, and I know how important it is to be healthy in the later age. And that is something that I can do now that I have financial stability, which is awesome. And I can do more traveling and explore different worlds to really kind of make things less monotonous. I think having worked for 2 years, it can be very monotonous. Rinse and repeat, work, go home, watch shows, rinse and repeat every time. It's a cycle, and it can get very boring and it can get very depressing. And being able to travel overseas is nice, meeting new people. I'm not quite sure whether there's some noise. I think they are cutting grass now. Hopefully it doesn't come true. So that's for reaching financial goal. and being able to travel. I'm just very happy that borders have reopened. Being able to go to JB, just a short trip is enough to keep me happy. The fourth thing that I'm very happy about is just TV shows, animes, and cartoons. I think this one is quite lame, but for me, it's quite important. I feel that what really keeps me going and keeps me looking forward to life. And sometimes I just have this kind of existential thought, right? Like asking myself, what if I die now? And what will happen? What am I looking forward to in life? I don't look forward to work, even though my workplace is very nice. I don't look forward to meeting my girlfriend because I don't have any girlfriend. I don't look forward to having a child. I don't look forward to anything in life, except for TV shows, animes, cartoons, and friends. I mean, I look forward to meeting my friends. I'm very happy with my friends. And aside from that, if my friends are gone, what am I looking forward to, right? Okay, maybe I'm looking forward to creating content for you guys. I'm still very passionate about it. But I mean, that aside, what am I really looking forward to? What's my purpose? What keeps me going, right? And then I realized TV shows, animes, and cartoons is what keeps me going. These stories keeps me, I don't know, invested in life, that I want to live long enough to see through the end of Rick and Morty season 10 and Marvel Cinematic Universe, like all these new Avengers movie that is coming up, right? It's like, I think they have a recent conference, they talk about how, you know, the new upcoming Avengers movie is coming in, what, 2024 or 2025. I'm just like praying that, oh, I don't die, I can live long enough to watch it, and I can live long enough to see the Marvel Cinematic Universe play out for what, 20, 30, what, 4 to 5 decades. That would be awesome, isn't it? I'm just very happy about that. And I think this kind of simple pleasures is what I really am happy about and very grateful for, to be able to, you know, look forward to something. And not being able to look forward to something really sucks. And I'm just happy that there are such shows, right? Like, no matter how lame or how childish it is, like people like to shit on people who like anime, cartoons, like, oh, you are very childish, you are a kid. But for me, these shows are very important. It shaped my mindset, it shaped my values. There's a lot to learn from shows, you know. Like, it's not just like TV series that's adult shows. I feel that oftentimes TV series and adult shows might not teach you as much. I think anime and cartoons, sometimes even though it looks like a kid's show, there's a lot more underlying values. It really kind of convey a lot more underlying things. If you look at it as a kid's show, you miss out a lot of things. But if you look at it as an adult and you really watch it and analyze it, you realize that it resembles life a lot, and it really teaches you things about life, and it can feel very relatable and very heartwarming, and I think reassuring to know that other people are going through shitty things in life and you are also going through the same thing as well. TV shows, animes, and cartoons is what keep me going, and you know, I'm just grateful for that. And the next thing that I'm really happy about is this podcast reaching 10,000 lifetime plays. I'm just very happy it reached that point. I think it happened about 1 month ago, and seeing that we reached 10,000 person click on one of the podcasts, I couldn't imagine it. Like 10,000 people, trying to think of it as 10,000 human beings, right? Like, I can't even imagine it. It will fill up the entire classroom or even an entire stadium, right? And I'm just very grateful that there are 10,000 people who care enough to click play. Whether or not they decide to follow the podcast or listen to more, that's another thing. But 10,000 people clicking on it is just something that I'm very grateful for. And I think every episode now sits at about 150 plays or listeners per episode, which is nice. Like 150% is interested in listening to what I'm trying to say here. And I'm just a one person, one man army, you know. Usually all these podcasts that I listen to, and perhaps you listen to, always have more than one person, right? You have 2 to 3 person to banter with. It's professional, it's funny, it's engaging, it's fun to listen. And I can't imagine someone listening to this podcast like this podcast is so scuffed. It's like a garbage truck on fire, and it's just one person talking about his life. And what is so interesting about my life, like, I'm not a rich person, I'm not a handsome guy, I'm not a celebrity, I'm just a random dude on the internet that is talking into the mic. Whoever that is listening to this, I don't know why you're listening. I mean, throughout the 2 years, right, there are people who sent email and they kind of talk about why they listen. And I understand, like, you know, how it provides a sense of relatability. Perhaps, you know, you are overseas now and you are Singaporean. It provides some sort of comfort. There are various reasons. But, you know, I always felt that, like, podcast is always a very niche topic kind of thing, right? Then people would say, I listen to this podcast because I like football, I like gaming. And for this podcast, I can't say definitively why people listen to this. Like, there are all sorts of reasons. I think that's why, right, I really find it very hard for myself to envision or even put myself in the shoes of my listener on, like, you know, why are you listening to this, right? Maybe it's whatever you see it as. It's just a podcast where I talk about life. It's kind of like a vlog, right? Where I just talk about everything or anything under the sun. And you yourself decide whether you like it or not. You yourself decide whether this person is interesting to listen to. But regardless of whatever reasons people listen to this podcast, I am just grateful that there are people listening to this. And I see that there's growth happening every month, every week, every day. I see that it's growing. There's more listeners every day. I'm not looking for like staggering amounts of growth. Like, I mean, having 10,000 listeners per episode would be nice. I can sell ad spot. I can get money. But I don't think that's possible. And I'm not quite sure whether I can handle the pressures of 10,000 person listening to this bugger. And I don't think it will ever happen because I'm just a random bugger online talking about random things. Like, I don't provide any value whatsoever. I don't think I provide any entertainment. But just having 100% willing to listen to me talk, I'm just happy that people, you know, there are growing amounts of people. And I'm also very happy that we have a very good gender split, which is about 50-50 on some days, or 40-60 boy-girl kind of split. Because I'm very cautious or very wary. I don't want to kind of just talk too much about guy experience. I also want to just be, how do I say, be as relatable as possible for all genders, for all kinds of people from different walks of life, right? I don't want to really just go too hard into like talking about guy stuff. And I'm just glad that we have a very good split and a diverse group of people. I see that there are boy, girls, non-binary and other kind of gender. So surprisingly, Spotify also records other kinds of genders as well. And they also show what kind of music you guys listen to. So I actually know what kind of music my listeners listen to. I have people who listen to JJ Lin, J Cho, Mando Pop, that era where it was very popular, and this KTV era, I would say. And then there's also the other era, which is younger, where people listen to, I don't know, what are the newer singer, like K-pop, all these very new K-pop singer like Blackpink, BTS. And then there are people who listen to Taylor Swift as well, which is great. Like, different people who are interested in different genres of music, right? Despite the fact that we are very different, we have different preference in music, we come from different walks of life, there's some sort of relatability here, right? The experience that I'm sharing, like, we come from different walks of life, but we undergone the same kind of society, environment, we experience the same things, and we also go through the same emotions, most importantly. Like, we go through the same anxiety, go through the same worries, we go through the same concerns. And that's good to know that we are, like, underneath everything, all these different facades, we are very much similar, which is nice. I'm not quite sure whether this makes sense. Hopefully this makes sense. Yeah. The final thing that I'm very happy about is the opportunity to create content, and the fact that I'm still enjoying the process of creating content, talking to people, engaging with people, and creating this podcast, and also creating videos on YouTube. I'm just happy for this entire thing, you know. I never thought I would be doing this for so long, for almost 2 years already, or even more than 2 years. I think this podcast is close to 2 years, and the YouTube thing is over 2 years. Can't believe I've been doing it for so long, and I'm still enjoying it. I think this really keeps me occupied and really provide me an avenue to talk to people, to share my voice, and to really engage with people and keep people company. I mean, at the end of the day, the inspiration for doing content is from the content creators that I listen to, from the podcasts I'm listening to. They always provided a safe place for me to kind of like reside in, some form of like company when I was feeling lonely, and it also provided inspiration when I really needed it most. And I'm just happy that I'm part of this whole community creating content. I mean, I don't really see myself as somebody that is inspiring or entertaining, but at least I'm providing something there for someone that can see value in whatever I'm doing. And I'm just happy that I can do that. I'm just grateful for all these things, all this progress that I've made, even though I always try to do better. I also have a lot of expectations for myself, but I try to remind myself that why you do it in the first place is because of this joy, this passion, and being able to talk to people. I think that's the most important part. The rest is secondary. The rest is not important. I mean, if it comes, then it comes. It doesn't really matter, right? As long as one person is listening to this, I'm glad I'm able to provide some sort of comfort, some sort of companionship. And that is all I care about. Yeah, so that's the end of the podcast. I hope all of you guys, I don't know, enjoy it or find some sort of relatability, like you can relate to it. If you are interested in supporting this podcast, you can check out my Patreon page at patreon.com/chillaxpodcast. For as cheap as a taping per month, $2 to $3, you can get additional episodes, and then all this money will funnel towards creating the video podcast, the live stream setup, and also creating, you know, more freedom for me to explore different content. And hopefully one day this could be something that's legitimate, something that can be, you know, that is a force of power that can, you know, keep people entertained, keep people less lonely, and, you know, keep people inspired. So that's all, and I'll see you guys next week.